Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Devoting a show to a song like Swanee is tricky. It was one of the many degrading coon songs still popular soon after World War I. Al Jolson's performance made it a hit, it became a standard, and it was the best-selling song George Gershwin ever wrote. All that makes it hard to ignore.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
By 1919, Gershwin and lyricist Irving Caesar had written several songs together. They'd even placed a few songs in Broadway shows. In 1917, they wrote the clever, playful There's More to the Kiss Than the as well as I Was So Young, a ballad that still had a sense of rhythm. Here are Barbara Cook, Tony Perkins, Elaine Stritch, and Bobby Short, and then again, Bobby Short.
We've often tried to realize the reason for young lover sighs. Some girly shy though they appear, whene'er they kiss will act so queer. There's evidently something more than the report we notice, for there's more to the kiss than that. It's merely that we hear.
Now, have you ever seen two sweethearts when they meet?
You'll hear their lips play this refrain that's oh so sweet.
There's heavenly bliss to the. Oh, there's some joy for girly and boy.
A bashful maid afraid will always kiss like this. But older she gets bolder and it.
There's more to the kiss than the. Because it's only the sound that we hear.
There's such a lot of things a tot can't do. It's true. Until you're old, they're never told to you. To you. Why, I just found out about kissing. That it is a joy. Knew what I was missing, but now, oh boy, won't someone help me out? My lips are starting to pout. Come on and kiss me, I wanna be kissed. There's one ready, you see, so won't you take it from me? Come on and kiss me, I wouldn't resist. I got scolded today, my mama told me not to, but when I feel this way, I've got to, there's no harm in a kiss, and I don't care if there is, 'cause I'm a kiss me doll. I wanna be kissed.
You speak of love just as if you know what that wondrous passion means. Hearts that are young find a love that's new when they wake from foolish dreams. Poor little moth chasing the flame, I know you've told another the same. I was so so beautiful, what was a fellow to do? I was enraptured by you. They told me not to, but still I loved you. How I loved you. I was so young, You were so beautiful, I knew you couldn't be true. Each time I looked at you, my heart grew sad. But then I realized why men go mad. You made me give you all the love I had. For I was so young, yes, terribly young. And you were so beautiful.
Barbara Cook, Tony Perkins, Elaine Stritch, Bobby Short. There's more to the kiss than the... And then Bobby Short, I Was So Young. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The big hit of 1919 was Dardanella, one of those exotic fantasies that paralleled the career of Rudolph Valentino. After collaborating a few times, George Gershwin and lyricist Irving Caesar sat down over lunch at Dinty Moore's to write a song that would be the next big hit. They finished it late that afternoon in the Gershwin family's apartment up near the Bronx. Gershwin also claimed he'd written it in 10 minutes on a bus. It became a hit when Jolson interpolated it into his successful musical Sinbad. Gershwin was 20, Caesar 25. This is Al Jolson.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real. Near you I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in a G-I-X-I, even though my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me, down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, I am coming back to Swanee. Mammy, Mammy, I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in a T-I-X-I, even though my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me, down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Swanee shore.
Al Jolson, Swanee. Gershwin and Caesar wrote Swanee partly as a parody of Stephen Foster's Old Folks at Home. They even took their title from his lyric. Swanee and numerous other songs often refer to the Swanee River, except there is no such place. The Suwanee River runs south from southern Georgia into Florida, where it flows into the Gulf of Mexico. Somebody once described it as a wild backwater river, but the songwriters tamed it when they changed its name. The Mills Brothers and Louis Armstrong, Old Folks at Home.
Swanee River, far, far away, far away. There's where my heart is turning ever, there's where the old folks stay.
All up and down the old creation, sadly I roam. Still longing for the old plantation and for the old folks at home.
Sad and weary everywhere I roam. Oh, dark is how my heart grows weary, far from the old folks at home.
Now, brothers, it was way down upon the Swanee River,
far, far away.
There's where my heart is turning pepper.
There's where the old folks stay.
Yowza. All up and down the whole creation.
Sadly hero.
You know one thing? My heart am still longing for the old plantation.
And for the old folks at home.
Now sing, brothers.
All the world.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Everywhere I roam.
Yeah, man. Oh, dark is how my heart grows weary.
Far from the old home.
Well, look up here. We are far away from home. Yeah, man.
The Mills Brothers and Louis Armstrong, The Old Folks at Home. When Swanee became a hit, other Swanee songs followed. If Swanee was a hit, then music publishers wanted to publish a Swanee song too. You never know. Actually, there were Swanee songs written as early as 1916 in Tin Pan Alley. Both songs to follow were about leaving the city and returning to home and loved ones. It was a major theme through the teens and into the 20s. Here are two songs of returning. Al Jolson with Albert Von Tilzer and Charles McCarran's Down Where the Swanee River Flows, and Al Lentz's orchestra with Sam Coslow and Addie Britt's Hello Swanee Hello.
The prize today, while I was watching a photo play, I even saw my dear old hometown down in Dixieland. Oh, it was grand just to sit right there and gaze at the scenes of bygone days. Made me yearn to return to the land and the people I will love always. I even saw the same old school where I learned the golden rule. Down where the Swanee River flows, I wanna be there. Down where the cotton blossoms grow, I wanna see there. My little sister Flo keeping time with Uncle Joe, singing a song and ragging on his old banjo. I see my dear old mother. Oh, Lordy, 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 how I love her. can hear the birdies in the wild wood. Oh, happy childhood, just come back once more. My heart is sore, that's why I wanna be well. Take care for me. Every night they say a little prayer for me. Down where the Swanee River flows. Down where the Swanee River flows, I wanna be there. Down where the cotton blossoms grow, I wanna see there. My little sister Flo, keeping time with Uncle Joe, singing a song and ragging on his old banjo. I see my dear old mother. Oh, Lordy, 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 oh, I love her. I can hear the birdies in the wild wood. Oh, happy childhood, just come back once more. My heart is sore, that's why I want to be well. They care for me. Every night they say a little prayer for me. Down where the Swanee River flows.
Al Jolson, Down Where the Swanee River Flows, and Al Lentz's orchestra, Hello, Swanee, Hello. The Swanee was an image of all you'd left behind and what you'd missed since you'd moved to the big city. By the 1920s, though, the world was changing dramatically. Standards were looser, behavior was freer, and Irving Berlin, rediscovering his roots in ragtime and syncopation, wrote a song to teach us to dance off the beat. From 1929, The Midnight Airedales with Swanee Shuffle.
The price of admission, only worth half a dollar. They just call it the last booty around. They started that bound. An original movement that's called one shuffle. It's for you and for all. Now learn to do the one shuffle. Nothing to the one shuffle. Against the beat, you make your feet one shuffle alone. Why, if they're flat, just make them flatter. Make a patty on a platter. I'm telling you, it's easy to sporty shuffle along. Now just imitate the way a waiter walks to the plate of chow. Why, you needn't wait to do it later. Why not now? Show you how. Come and see with Dixie Marty. Marty's on his soul and orchid.
The Midnight Airedales with Swanee Shuffle. The movement within these songs was essential. Regardless of tempo, they were highly rhythmic, and the nostalgia they evoked also called up dreams of childhood, of being rocked to sleep by the river itself. And all the Swanee songs were not far from the mammy songs that Al Jolson and others were singing. But first, songs in which the river puts the baby to sleep. Ernest Hare with Joe Morris's Rock Me in My Swanee Cradle, and Judy Garland with Gene Schwartz, Sammy Lewis, and Joe Young's Rockabye Your Baby with a Dixie Melody.
Into my cradle. lullaby. Your baby with a Dixie melody. When you croon a tune from the heart of Dixie. Just hang my cradle, mammy mine, right on that Mason-Dixon line, and swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all the love that's in you. Weep no more, my lady, sing that song again for me. Sing old Black Joe, just as you had me on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver.
Ernest Hare rocked me in my Swanee cradle, and Judy Garland, rock-a-bye your baby with a Dixie melody. We're now in the 1930s, still encountering occasional Swanee songs about returning. They were actually pretty easy to write. All the writers knew what to put in them. All the listeners knew what to expect. The styles changed. The sentiments remained the same. From 1933, Ethel Waters with Joe Young, Johnny Burke, and Harold Spina's rhythm tune, Shadows on the Swanee.
Shadows on the Swanee. In the evening by the moonlight, lovers everywhere. How I wish that I were there among those shadows on the Swanee. Just to sing a southern ballad neath a southern sky, as I did in days gone by. Why did I wander so far away from all my sweetheart scenes? Never thought that I'd be lonesome, but now I know just what it means. Longing, how I'm longing to be walking with my sweetie. Then there'd be two more shadows on the Swanee shore. Why ain't I sleeping? All my thoughts are leaping. There's a craving deep in me. Feel so forsaken, I just lie awakened, through a sleepless night, I see shadows on that Swanee. Getting back to some old shadows on that Swanee. And there'd be two more shadows on that Swanee shore.
Ethel Waters, Shadows on the Swanee. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The next song is a lament about parting and loss. I don't know the year, but it's almost certainly no earlier than the 50s, and that might be as late as the 80s. A fine songwriter named John Wolowich borrowed a familiar reference to write from the point of view of those left behind when a loved one leaves the South for the big city. Dixie Carter, Southland Swanee Home.
Singing in the piney woods near the schoolyard, lying on the levee watching catfish sneak in by, magnolias and Chattanooga choo-choo and Delta Queens, Pensacola and Old Man River rolling along down to New Orleans. Honeysuckle smelling up the air, buzzing round that sweet honeycomb. Are the children growing up and leaving Mama, Papa, all alone and grieving? Southland, coming home.
children growing up and leaving. Mama, Papa, all alone and grieving. Oh, my Southland, Swanee, Southland, Swanee. This who's
Dixie Carter, Southland Swanee Home. Ragtime started in the hands of piano players in the late 19th century, and banjo players soon picked it up. Early recordings of ragtime feature piano players or banjo players or both in duet. When ragtime became popular, society bands followed along. Popularity was the key, and George Gershwin and Irving Caesar's Swanee was nothing if not popular. This is the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra with Swanee. Paragon Ragtime Orchestra with Swanee. Earlier, I mentioned the similarity between Swanee and Mammy songs. Most are expressions of loss by someone raised in the rural South, but now living in New York and desperate to return. In some, the song uses the river as the image of an idealized past. In others, the focus is on memories of boundless maternal love. Al Jolson embraced the offensive but enormously popular coon song that My Mammy Was. But Gene Austin sang a different Mammy song straight, with no indication that this was also a racist song. My Mammy and To My Mammy.
Yes, sir. They're playing Mammy. I hope you remember it. The sun shines east, the sun shines west. I know where the sun shines best. Mammy, my little mammy, my heart strings are tangled around Alabama. I'm a-coming. Sorry that I made you wait. I'm a-coming. I hope and trust that I'm not late. Mammy, my little mammy. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my mammy. Ah, mammy, mammy, my little mammy. The sun shines east, the sun shines west. I know where the sun shines best. It's on my mammy I'm talking about, nobody else's. My little mammy. My heart strings are tangled around Alabama. Mammy, mammy, I'm coming. Oh, I hope I didn't make you wait. Mammy, I'm coming. Oh, God, I hope I'm not late. Mammy, look at me. Don't you know me? I'm your little baby. I'd walk a million miles, a wonderful mile, my mammy.
Mammy, mine, there's a light divine in your eyes that shines for me. And that light tells me I'm all right, though the world may not agree. Whatever they say or do, I know how I stand with you. Who cares what the world may say? No matter what comes my way, I'm everything to my mammy. And who cares if I lose the race? No matter who takes my place, I'm still the king to my mammy. How much does she love me? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? Who cares if my friends have gone? You'll find me still holding on, 'cause I can cling to my mammy. Who cares if the people shout? I'm nothing to rave about. I'm everything to my mammy. And who cares if the future shows I may be in beggar's clothes? I'm still the king to my mammy. The crowd disapprove me, won't hurt me before. My mammy still loves me, and that's my applause. Who cares if they say I'm through? Someday, when my song won't do, I still can sing for my mammy.
Al Jolson, My Mammy, and Gene Austin, To My Mammy. Troubling coon songs like Swanee had been around for about 30 years before Gershwin and Caesar wrote one of the last and one of the most important in 1919. Many of them were also ragtime songs, a combination of European march and African-American syncopation filtered through Tin Pan Alley. Maceo Pinkard was one of the few African-American composers who worked successfully in Tin Pan Alley as early as 1919. Even more unusual in the time, he worked mainly with white lyricists to give the public the kinds of songs that succeeded, even if it meant that a black man was writing a coon song. This is Pinkard and William Tracy's Mammy O' Mine.
read your letter many a mile. Now I feel better many a mile. Still I'm kind of sick too. No one can cure me but you, many a mile. Below that old Dixon line, oh, I'm longing to kiss you. I miss you all of the time. I kiss your picture each night. I'd read the letter you write. They both remind me of days of long ago. Oh, Lordy, how I want to be with you when I'm alone. My thoughts go wandering home. Then I start thinking of you and feeling so blue I could cry. Now I know why Daddy used to say the good Lord bless us when he gave us you. 'Cause you're the bestest angel divine, you wonderful mammy of mine. I can see you now, dear mammy, in those days of used to be, way down south in Alabama, when I used to sit upon your knee, when I was bad and started crying. Remember how you laid me across your lap, mammy? Ain't no use denying, you sure swung a wicked strap. But believe me, dear old lady, I'd give everything I own just to spend those days all over. They're the best I've ever known. Does I miss your southern cooking? Does I? You can just bet. And those good old homemade pies of yours, one lying right here, yes. And I've been so doggone busy, I ain't had time to write. Till I send you a loving message to the angels every night. There's only just one thing keeping me from being with you all down there. If you're anxious to see your honey lamb, mammy, send me up my fair angel divine, wonderful mammy of mine.
Adele Roland, Mammy of Mine. The next song is not a coon song, but it is a latter-day expression of how much someone misses an idealized South. And that joins it in spirit to earlier songs about returning. Written by three black songwriters and performed by a great black artist, it refers at least once to Mammy. From 1931, Louis Armstrong with Clarence Mews, Leon Rene, and Otis Renes, When It's Sleepy Time Down South.
Folks are crooning something low. You didn't tell me, boy, because I know, yes. When it's sleepy time down south, yes, the south wind blowing through the pine wood trees. The folks down there live a life of ease. sleepy town down south. Yes, steamboats up the river coming and going. Ba-da-da-da, yeah, well, possess. Splashing the night away. Ba-ba-da-da-da-da, oh, yes. You hear those banjos ringing. And our folks are singing. And they dance till the break of day. Yeah. Dear old Southland, with this dreamy song, you take me back where I belong, right in my mammy's arms. Bandas, 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 bandas. Good evening, everybody.
Louis Armstrong, When It's Sleepy Time Down South. We've wandered afield in content, but not in theme. So we end the hour by going back where we started. Jolson made Swanee famous and sang it for the rest of his career. But Judy Garland eventually performed it in the movie A Star Is Born and then sang it for the rest of her career. In addition to her great emotionalism as a singer, she could also belt. For a final time, this is Swanee.
Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in the Yorks. I even know my mammy is waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. Folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, I am coming back to Swanee. Mammy, Mammy, I love the old folks at home. I love you, Swanee. Child will wander no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
Judy Garland with George Gershwin and Irving Caesar's Swanee. From the early years of the 20th century, Swanee remained both a popular and a jazz standard. With no awareness of its racist history, many Americans still know at least some of the words. Andrew Crouch's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
I'll have to sneak up to it, someday I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say, Fascinating Rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating Rhythm, I'm all quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm all shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start hopping, never stopping, to find that night no work has been done. Oh,
but I know that once doesn't matter. But now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy? Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.